Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's hard, bringing us back. Three after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I just like that song. I'm glad you're here. We're glad Laurel Delaney is here, too. She's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and president of GlobalTrade.com, also the founder of the nonprofit organization Women Entrepreneurs Grow Global. WEG is another, is the acronym. Women Entrepreneurs Grow Global.org is the website. Laurel, thanks again for being here. Thank you for the great work you're doing on behalf of women, helping them expand their marketplaces. One of the things that that will happen when we have more women doing business over around the world together, we'll have a more consistent economy, because if one area has a downturn, that doesn't mean another area will. I mean, I know small business owners who have domestic and international business, and if one's off a little bit, the other one picks it up for them. And so this is a good thing that you're doing. Tell us what the WEG opportunities are there. What will people learn when they hang out with you guys?
Right. We do several things, Jim, and hopefully we do them all well. And one is that we regularly host what are called webinars. We actually trademarked that name. And it's really caught on. So if you actually do a search webinar, you will see us everywhere. And through those webinars on a monthly basis, we have practitioners, the real women business owners, talk about what they've done to achieve success in the global marketplace. So that can be anything from someone talking about how they set up their e-commerce platform, to how they get paid, to how they leverage social media to have the customers find them on that e-commerce platform, all the way to, you know, post-sale follow-up, if you mm-hmm. will. So we do that on a monthly basis. And then in addition, we conduct what are called WEG chats. Again, we trademark that name, and those educational programs are put on via Twitter. And the third part is that prior to COVID-19, we were doing on-the-ground workshops. So now we have converted those on-the-ground workshops, which, again, were educational, where we'd have a woman business owner talk about how she's achieved success internationally. Mm-hmm. We've converted the on-the-ground workshops now to virtual programs. So, for example, and you'll love this, Jim, and I hope you participate and everyone else does, we're doing what is called a WEG and whiskey tasting by a former webinar presenter, Covell Distillery, who runs a Chicago-based distillery, and she's going to be doing a tasting and educating us about that and also some of the things that she's done internationally. So that's September 2nd.
This could get out of hand,
really cool,
Laurel.
Different things, yeah.
With the whiskey, this could get out of hand, couldn't it?
Yeah. That's actually the first time we're running a program that is a little bit, I call it a little bit more fun. That it's educational, but a little bit more fun so far over the last mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years. We've been very focused on the deliverables. We want to make sure that we provide great content, because we have outstanding sponsors that, you know, provide the underwriting for all these activities. And we couldn't do what we're doing educationally for all these women business owners without these tremendous sponsors.
Who are your sponsors?
Yeah. Our sponsors are FedEx, Greensfelder, Associated Bank, APCO Worldwide, mm-hmm. and Global Care Clinical Trials.
Okay.
And they've been with us for a number of years.
Yeah.
And we've reached a point now, Jim, instead of us like reaching out and, you know, oh, you know, can we do a renewal? Are you still with us? We've got these sponsors working it. They not only provide the funding for us, but second to that, they even provide women business owners that need help and think that we can deliver on the good. So it's just an exciting moment.
One of the reasons I think it's investing in women is a good investment is because, and guys, this is just the way it is. women are more likely to seek information, to try to learn more about what they need to know than men are. Men are more likely to wing it. And my basis for saying this, Laurel, is whenever I've gone to events where either I was speaking or you were speaking or other people were speaking, and it was open to the public, there was a higher percentage of women there than there were men there. Women are more likely to ask questions, less likely to think they already know it. Men are not like that. So I think anytime you can invest in women in business, it's a good investment.
And, you know, Jim, it's funny. I can respond to that and say, I'll never understand that. I'll never get that. And yet I'm a woman, and I totally understand what you're talking about because it's true. It's very true. I don't know why that is. But we're just more driven.
Part of it is men don't want to admit that we don't know something. We don't like that. We're supposed to know.
I'm not making a joke.
I'm telling it like it is. Yeah. Women are more likely to say, "I don't know what this means. Tell me about it." A man would never say that. And so anyway, my only point is invest in women, and I'm glad you're doing that, Laurel. I need the website one more time, please.
Yes, Women Entrepreneurs Grow Global.org.
Okay.
And one other thing, one of the sponsors I didn't mention, and I'd feel terrible if I didn't mention, Union Pacific.
Yeah.
I want to make sure to do a shout
good.
Out for Union Pacific
good
because
deal.
They've been tremendous.
We got them all in there.
And our team.
Hey, Laurel,
team.
Good job today. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for having me.
The incomparable Laurel Delaney, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.